It's time to step into Tonia's Kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is Rosemary Gladstar, and her new book is called Medicinal Herbs. Today she shares a perfect tonic for this time of year.
Well, one of my favorite, actually, and a great recipe for this season is Pyre Cider. And I do like to emphasize that people not buy the pirated brand. It was usurped. It's an old traditional recipe that's been made by thousands of people over numerous years. So I really like to encourage people to make their own. It's all made with simple homemade ingredients, and I usually recommend using about a half a cup of grated ginger.
Okay.
And a half a cup of fresh grated horseradish. Chop up an onion. Put about 5 to 10 cloves of garlic in there, as much garlic as you want. A couple cayenne peppers, and then just pour apple cider vinegar over that. Just cover it all with apple cider vinegar, and then just let it sit for about 6 to 8 weeks till it just infuses with all this hot, warming, circulatory, antibacterial agents. And then I sweeten it with honey to taste. We really are encouraging people to make this themselves. Along with elderberry, it's probably the second best tonic that people can take in the winter time to ward off colds and to keep your system warm and circulatory. I might want to add that it's not necessarily good for those people who already have a lot of heat in their body.
Do you keep that at room temp?
Yes, you just let it sit on a shelf. I shake it every day, get everything mixed up in there, and then at the end of 6 to 8 weeks, you can strain it out. And as I said, you add enough honey. The taste is hot, spicy, pungent, and sweet. It's a delicious product.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.